Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Repeat verse. Don't at me. We going to mass today. We have to pray. Besides what the pastor say, I have to say, since Pac passed away, most you rappers don't even deserve a track from me. You see, if you ever wanted to ever be anything, there always be somebody that will shoot down any dream. There always be haters. That's the way it is. Hated niggas marry hated bitches that have hated kids. But you don't have to take my life or they take my drive. Because I was barely living. That's what kept me alive. Just the thought that maybe it could be better. Wait at this time. Maybe I'm out of my grind. For I'm out of my mind. The leeway on that he say, she say. You're gonna like me. How long has she been gay? Spanish girls say no habla inglés. Everybody wanna run to me when they sing late. It's funny how these whack niggas need my help. Wasn't around when I couldn't feed myself. Dog, if I was you, I wouldn't feel myself. Dog, if I was you, I would kill myself. Made a meal myself. And I'm still myself. I'ma look in the mirror if I need some help.
Hey, what up, everybody? This is the Bookie A Podcast. I'm Chris Daniels.
I'm Rob Hayes.
Happy anniversary to one of our favorite albums, Late Registration.
Yeah.
Doye looks very, very not ready for that verse.
You do that every time?
I spit a verse every episode.
Some verses come more aggressively than others.
Yeah, that one was real hot.
Well, hey, you know, when people tell you that, you know, where's this passion in your stand-up, you know, you live a more passionate life.
Who said that?
You know, when people attack your art and the whole reason that you do podcasts is to promote your art, you know.
Who said that?
It kind of affects the way that you go about things, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I totally get that. That sounds vaguely familiar, but I couldn't tell you who said anything.
Interesting.
Like that.
Interesting.
You guys, that voice you're hearing that you might not recognize is our guest for this episode, Mr. Udoye Travis.
What's up? What's up, internet? What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Udoye, you know, if some of you might have followed Rob's exploits, you know, you might know that.
Exploits.
Yeah. It was an exploit. It was
a setup. I was bum rich.
Rob recently was featured on Doye's his own podcast called Dark Tank.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be a setup for you.
Yeah. But see, what happened was I was ambushed. You as a moderator went outside of being moderate, outside of being a neutral party.
I was a neutral party.
And you were
time.
Attacking me. You know,
I was
my fellow judge was attacking me. The contestant was attacking me. And it was a game show where somehow I was just fighting to get a sentence said, to just get a full sentence out there. I was cut off constantly. And, you know, all I'm trying to do is establish who I am.
Look,
you have a show and you make it seem like it's inherent that everyone is anti-Kanye. You know, you don't establish what the game is.
I believe I did.
And, you know, all I tried to do was establish who, you know, why would you get Rob Hayes if you don't want Rob Hayes?
I got Rob Hayes because I wanted some passion about Kanye, and that's what I got.
And then my stand-up
energy.
You know, not only
wait,
am
who
I
attacked the stand-up?
Not only,
I didn't
Doye
attack
did,
anybody's
the
stand-up.
Quote unquote moderator.
I didn't attack anybody's stand-up.
All right, it's on tape.
Well,
is it? Can we roll the tape?
No, we can't. Yay, you'll have to, you know, judge for yourselves. And you know, if you feel you need to come to Rob's defense, you know, they will act.
I believe they will. I appreciate that Yay Sayer is the most unstoppable force in the universe, but at the same time, you know, I can hold my own against Doye. The problem is when people are yelling at me and I'm one of four.
Yeah, no, I'm one of four.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's everyone else is like yelling at me. And I can't get a word in.
I didn't do any yelling. I asked you questions. I asked you very direct questions.
No.
We could all people be I just want to give a little bit of backstory of like, you know, one of the reasons that we thought since
that's a good tool that you would do.
Yeah.
Bring the people in and let them know what's going on. Don't just have bickering on your podcast.
We clarify the beef.
And not any context. That's very, very, very pro move of you, Chris.
Well, let's let's give an example of how we do things in a respectful way on this podcast. Because we have things we want to discuss, and we got a lot of different views.
Right.
Kanye resurfaced in a major way yesterday. He did an interview on, I believe, WGIC Chicago, a radio program on there. Probably one of the most like candid and definitely one of the longest interviews he's done in a while. Mm-hmm.
As long as fuck.
What was this, you know, just early, just, you know, interpretations. What'd you guys think?
I thought that, you know, it's an indication we're getting a different Kanye. First of all, Kanye had on shades. We hadn't seen shades on Kanye since, you know, 808's era. Kanye had a collar on, you know what I'm saying? Recent Kanye has not worn a collar unless it's been, you know, a dress up occasion. And sometimes those he hasn't worn a collar because it's been suit on chest.
Right.
Then also, you know, he had on chains. Kanye was talking about GLC. You know, there's a picture that surfaced with him, Bump J, GLC, really dope. He said John Bonop is his manager now. You know, it's Kanye and it's full Chicago Kanye.
Okay. Doye.
I don't know. I can't speak on all that.
I agree.
Thought wow. Maybe I shouldn't have come here. this energy is all wrong.
I don't understand. Why would you have a problem with me agreeing with you?
I don't know. It just seemed like it
you
came
said,
from a place.
I don't know.
It just
I
came
can't
from
speak
a dark
on
place.
Anything.
Hey, I don't know.
You make a great
this
point.
Is,
it just
this
came
is,
from a difficult place, I
what
think.
What we're looking for is your take. Don't even worry. Don't even, energies will align.
Okay. Well, what I took away from it was the apology, the attempted apology, which I just felt like it was weird. I felt like the whole thing was weird.
The whole interview?
The whole interview was weird because Kanye interviews are weird, I think. So I think it was normal in that sense. But like, I feel like the way he apologized and the way she started crying after the apology, man, that really bummed me out because I feel like it wasn't justified. I feel like she didn't need to go to that place because it wasn't a full apology.
I don't agree with that at all.
But hold on, before you do that, I'm gonna give my take.
Yeah,
because I think it's.
Oh, we were talking about initial. I think we like.
I don't know. We'll get into the specifics. Yeah, okay. But I will say that taken from kind of both y'all a little bit, I think that yes, there are signs that is a newly reinvigorated Kanye, which gives hope, and. Yes, I feel that there's also some things that I don't want to use the word negative because I feel like we start this interview, especially got into a lot of areas that, frankly, I don't think like we can definitely like dive into. I just don't think we're like that qualified. But I do think there are things that you can examine. There's certain contradictions and there's certain things that you kind of, you know, give pause. But I feel like if you look at the whole thing, the big picture, there's a lot that, you know, you kind of, it's not even about sympathizing and empathizing. It's just about, it kind of feels like connecting. Because for me, I can see that interview and I can see like the attempt on his part, not even just, I'm not talking about apology. I'm talking about how he would attempt to be like, yo, slow this down, make it concise. You could tell he wasn't trying to just, he was trying to do the service of at least giving responses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did like, appreciate that.
While you can have a debate about how much accountability he's given himself to certain areas, that's up for debate. But I do think he did try to do a correct service in giving us something that was, you know, controlled, concise, and focused.
Because, I mean, they're asking him multiple questions at the same time. They're like, you know, are you influenced by the Kardashians, Jimmy Kimmel, MAGA hat, blah, 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 all at one time? He's like, whoa, 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 let me, you know, let me just answer the things.
I think that comes when you get, you know, when you have so many sound bites piling up.
Yeah, I definitely, and I feel like your instinct when somebody takes a long pause like that is to think, oh, he's stumped or something like that. But I mean, if you got to take your time, you got to take your time. I respect that. I feel like, I will say, he seemed the happiest he's seemed in a long time. I think he's, I mean, as much as I don't like the stuff he's been saying lately, like, do what you got to do for your mental health. I appreciate that. That's he's smiling and shit.
I like that he didn't do a complete 180 and just negate everything that he said. I love that he said, I'm not blaming mental health. I'm just explaining mental health. He's not saying that, hey, I'm blaming my bipolarness for what I said, just for how I said it. Mm-hmm. And I can respect that. You know, when he got into in a little, you know, he did give a great apology for, I feel like, the slavery comment. And I feel like he was explaining, you know, where he was coming from, but he was sorry that he acknowledged that it didn't come out the way that he wanted to. And then also something that I have been repeatedly saying on the podcast, he did not say slavery was a choice. He said slavery sounds like a choice. What I have been saying since it happened. Since May.
But, like, that sounds like a strong opinion to just be, like, to just throw that up in the air and people's interpretation. I feel like if you got to be, you got to have a real hard line stance on that.
I think that's one of the hazards of being Kanye at this point.
Well, yeah. I feel like at some point you have to, like, you have to acknowledge where you can be misinterpreted. And I understand, like, the bipolar shit, and he says things not in ways that he may not intend. But at a certain point, you can't be blaming other people. And the problem that I had with the apology, and I appreciate that he did it, but the problem I had with it was that every time he said, I'm sorry, it was, I'm sorry you felt that way, or I'm sorry that's how you interpreted it, or I'm sorry, I'm sorry it affected you in that way.
I think it's twofold. I think, yes, I kind of agree with that, but I also kind of think that as he understands that he's dealing with issues, he understands that his issues or his bipolar disorder or his ramped up, you know, activity, I think he recognizes, like, oh, this shit, you know, it's not all cool all the time. It can harm people.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely. It's like, I think I don't want to excuse it completely, but I also have to give some credit. It's like,
yeah, no. And when he said, there's one thing he got me. He said, where he just said he didn't want to say it till after the election because he didn't want to influence it. I was like, okay, I appreciate that. So you at least are aware that you have that power.
Yeah,
but he's like, well aware.
And we, but I also mean, like, we've talked about that. We've said at least he didn't say this during the election. You know, he's actually raised money for the Democratic Party prior to the election, you know. And I think that it's just, you know, when it comes to the slavery is a choice comment, slavery, you know, sounds like a choice. I feel like that is, you know, he was misquoted, and for him to accept the fact that, you know, if society wants to take what he said as that, that's what he has to deal with, is owning up to it.
True. And yeah. I don't know if he was misquoted.
How is he not misquoted when he said one thing and then they put another thing in a headline and they run with another thing?
I mean,
and
they also put the video up.
Is another thing.
They also just put the video up. They, I mean, that's a pretty accurate video quote. Up.
But we know how people.
It's not
accurate. I know how people are.
How is it accurate if it's wrong?
If they just put the video up, you could see what he said.
Yeah, but when people repeat what he said, they're not saying what's in the video.
I think it's because he was misquoted by Twitter, but not by the... I think it's because regardless of whether... Yeah, yes, a lot of headlines ran with the misquote. The hash, yeah. The hashtag that was trending, which is also hilarious, was, yes, a misquote.
Yeah.
But at the same time, even slavery sounds like a choice is super insulting.
Yeah.
It's still what it is.
But it wasn't, it was 400 years sounds like a choice.
Yeah, but people actually went through those 400 years.
Yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, you know, sounds like doesn't mean that it was. Sounds like means like, what is he getting at? When he says 400 years, that sounds like a choice. He's talking about the psychological element of slavery.
Yes,
we've talked about this before.
Yes,
we've talked about how, you know, when you're in middle school mm-hmm. and you learn that there was a point where the slaves outnumbered the masters, when the slaves outnumbered the oppressors at a certain point in the 1800s, your first reaction is, well, then why did this keep going? That is your first reaction. And then that's when you are taught about the psychological element of slavery. That's what he was getting at. That's what he was getting towards. But he was never able to make that connection because of the harsh reaction to what he said. And he realizes that harsh reaction and he apologized for that because of how that affected people. If you are trying to make a point and in the middle of your point, you say something that throws people so far off of what you're trying to say and you acknowledge that, I can't get mad at that. I can't get mad at that.
But you can also acknowledge that he did make a note in this interview where he pretty much alluded to the fact that he wished that people were there to make sure that this whole thing didn't even happen.
That's what he said, but I feel like that was like another point where he was more, you know, it's like he was bigging up.
He literally
Don
said
C.
he could have stopped it, as in stopped, as in not happen.
Well, yeah, because I feel like if he says, hey, I'm about to go to TMZ, Don's going to be like, what you going to TMZ for? Not, all right, let me get my shoes. Let me get my bag. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that, you know, I think, you know, we're thinking of it of a literal thing, but I don't think it's really more him. I don't think it's him bigging up Don as much as him saying the people that were around me, the Corey Gambles, the Denim Tears, those people were not looking out for the best interests of Kanye. And this is the first time that Kanye acknowledges Kanye the entity, which we have talked about on this podcast, that there's a whole team of people that makes up Kanye, that Kanye is not just one person, and that there's people around Kanye. This is the first time that he expresses Kanye as Kanye the entity, and there were people who were not looking out for the individual's best interests.
That's the first time we got that, though, even because a lot of people have said that.
Yes, a lot of people have said that, but we've never, I don't know of too many artists outside of documentaries that have said that. I don't know of too many people in interviews who have said that and talked about like
the team,
the ramifications of having of you know
part. That's what I'm talking about, because like when the whole thing happened and GOC was out there on Instagram, like we gotta save Kanye, and people were like, what is happening? Because everybody was like, if you know Kanye's history, that, you know, oh, that's, he's a huge member of the team, so if he's like this, you know. And everybody's been like,
then like, what happened? Yeah.
What happened? How do we fix this? And like, you know, these things happen behind the scenes, but like Rob talked about earlier, like, you know, they seem to have connected. They seem to have talked like these, but you know, you don't really get him admitting and giving you kind of the necessary behind the scenes. They're like, okay, this is what I needed. This is who I was missing and things like that.
Right. I love when he talked about initially that, you know, he's not a facts guy. He is a leader. You know, leaders aren't the people who are concerned with the facts. Are the people who organize people
that part
based on
me.
Their talents.
That part bothered
but I don't
me a
think
lot.
He was talking about those sound bites, those comments. I think he was just talking about, you know, how he operates as an artist, how he operates as, you know, a creator.
I mean, I understand that musically, because like you're not going to know how to play every instrument or sing every part, especially as a producer. I get that.
Or but with like, design, he's not the best drawer, but he has ideas. He has ideas.
Yeah.
And other people are, you know.
And I get that part. But then when his ideas become things like, I mean, just everything we've been talking about, obviously. When you talk about not being a facts guy, I'm just like, then don't speak on it. You don't have to speak on everything. And I understand he has a big platform, but you don't have to speak on like slavery being a choice and all this stuff. Just like whether you support Donald Trump or not. I'm just like,
I mean, I think that his thought process was more about the prison industrial complex. And if you think about what he was talking about earlier in the interview with talking to people who are actually in prison and now working for, you know, 80 cents a day, you know.
I get that. I agree with you.
And when we see him with Bump J, who is locked up most of, you know, we see him in MTV Diary of Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And then we don't see him again until like in the past couple years because he was locked up for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that is, you know, that could be one of the people he was talking to. That could be what he was getting at is prison reform, you know. And if you think about what Kim Kardashian was doing, you know, the fact that they're talking to him about Trump, they're talking to him about his alignment with mm-hmm. Trump. I feel like, you know, that might have been what he was getting at, but all of that got lost because of, you know, the severity of his example.
Well, if that's where it got lost, then he had a perfect opportunity to set the record straight.
I think
that our interview.
We watched an hour interview.
I don't think you did.
I don't think we can take everything you just said and put that on top of the interview. Not
how?
Not
I
fully.
I think a lot
of that you
how
can't
sway.
Shut up. Only so much can you say. Well, this is what he actually was trying. We can do that to a certain point. Because
you know
what?
Go watch the Charlamagne interview. Go watch this interview. When I have speculated in the past, I have been very, very accurate. So go back.
Same shit.
But I'm telling you that
sounds like a choice.
He gave.
I said it the next freaking day. The next freaking day.
That's one thing, but I'm trying to connect these two kind of competing
points. I'm sorry, I didn't mean
here.
To dark tank you. I
don't
apologize.
Don't yell at me, dog.
Is that
okay?
A term now?
Kids, don't you? If somebody yells at you,
dark tank
you
is
don't
a reputable
gotta take
podcast.
It. Hey man, on your own time. Anyways, while I don't think Kanye is like, obviously, I don't think Kanye is like championing ignorance or anything like that, but if you're not going to be a facts guy and you're only going to let spirit lead you and not read and necessarily get all the proper news, maybe you should. Yes, you are going to be ignorant in some areas. Now, you take the whole leader thing. That's when I could totally see, you know, you say stuff like that, why Steve Jobs is such a huge dude, because that's literally Steve Jobs was that kind of leader. He didn't know what he hired the best. Mm-hmm. He hired the dudes. He hired the guys who built Apple and Pixar and things like that.
That he didn't know is exaggerated.
He
knew. There was a time period where he did know. There was a time period where he was.
He doesn't.
An
he doesn't. I'm talking about the place that
and
he
then
built
he
without
transitioned that it's, into
knew,
an empire.
He knew what needed to happen. He didn't know how to do it. He didn't know how it needed to happen.
You needed the people who are the specialists.
There are also decisions that Steve Jobs made where it's like, okay, the reason that Apples have the fonts that they have is because of the novels.
And we're not arguing that, but I'm saying like he also had a
decisions
team.
That he made. He constantly said, you know, Bill Gates doesn't have taste. There's a reason why Microsoft product doesn't look like Apple product.
That's not what I'm talking about right now.
He's a product guy. He makes product.
I'm just
he's not
saying,
an Apple man. He's
I'm just
an
Apple saying
man.
The same way that Ooh. Concept can mm. give you a billion-dollar company and can give you a bunch of classic albums that can also, if you're gonna be that way, that can also get you aligning with some people who are straight up ignorant as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think as far as the prison industrial complex, I think he is on that track. He's leaning toward that track, and I think he does have strong feelings about it. But I think he's skipping a lot of steps in his process.
But that's where he gets to. That's the thing. That's probably one of the things where I think, all right, I think that's a good phrase for exactly what I think a lot of the mentality Kanye West has and is afforded. where he says things like, you know, stop saying that, you know, my people, just to try to say our people, because we're all one race. Yes, that is true. And yes, we all, that was a human creation. It was a concept of race, and it has been implied horribly.
And GLC knows the specific day.
GLC, you know,
go ring GLC. Bring,
let's get GLC on a book.
He knows when
he'll,
it happened.
He'll let you know exactly, because he's not into fact shit. But I'm saying, like, he can skip those kind of steps because he's not necessarily as affected as a lot of people are. And I think he realizes that, but I also think that the big picture in his mind is so big and he wants it so much that, you know, he can't, you know, he's like, I'm on about new problems. I don't want the same old problems. Those same old problems are the same old problems that everybody else may have to deal with. But he wants the new ones.
Did you notice the parallels between this interview and the Van Lathan interview? Where it got to the point where, like, Kanye was like, can I have a hug? And Van was like, I don't want no hug. I want you to do better. You know what I'm saying? And then he's on WGCI and he's like, can I have a hug? She's like, we can have a hug, you know, like.
Oh, man. All right, let's take a step back, because there is one thing that I think we all would love to talk about, and I hope I'm not wrong about this.
I'm glad Kanye made something off the Lift Yourself beat, because Drake went and came up with
Whoopity Scoop. How'd you know I was going to Drake?
Scoopity Whoop, Whoopity Scoopity Whoop, Whoop Diddy Scoop Doop, Scoopity Whoop, Poop, Poop,
Poop.
Come on, man. Drake never will come up with something that creative, ever.
Rob stole my whole intro into the topic. And for that,
he threw an alley-oop.
I feel like Drake could have done it.
For that,
that's just me.
You get this.
Silence?
Nah, check your phone.
It's on radio. Now we got to cut this out. Thanks
a lot. No,
you
don't. No, you don't.
The hell is it?
I sent you a very important message.
Oh, you sent me a purple demon? Why would you do that? I don't want that kind of energy, man. I don't play like that. Okay, my family don't play like that. We don't play like that.
Why would
you send me a purple demon emoji, man?
I don't think it's anything more ridiculous than Drake being mad. I think, yes, you could be mad because maybe you really wanted a song to get Drake. But to be like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to text some demon emojis every day.
Right.
He sent them every day?
I don't think Kanye got mad about one demon emoji. I don't know the frequency, but it was definitely more than one.
Nah, I don't think Drake texts that often. So I think, like, their thread is not that. So, like, it's like, oh, I got a text from Aubrey. And then you open it up and it's like, purple demon emoji.
Scoopity scoop.
Whoopity scoopity boop. Scoopity whoop.
Poop scoop.
Ebro got to be mad. He was like, he thought that was about him.
What?
The whole poop.
Well, I think he put that out, and then I think it was about Ebro, but you know, I think that. Well, let's not act like Drake has not done this to people.
Done what? Done specifically?
Gotten a beat from Diddy.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking
and
about.
And then put it out as his song.
But he didn't.
We go 0 to 100 real quick. That's supposed to be Diddy's comeback.
He didn't poopity scoop it, though.
Lift Yourself was supposed to be?
It was Diddy's apparently comeback? Drake wanted the beat.
Oh, okay.
But Drake also stole the D from Diddy, and Diddy got slapped for it.
Come on, man. Kanye is a huge Bad Boy fan, man. Mace is his favorite rapper. How do you know that Kanye didn't just do that for Diddy?
I mean, I don't know, but now it's in the universe.
Yeah.
Poop. Now it's Diddy Whoop.
No, it's in there.
Whoop Diddy Scoop. Poop. Come on, man. We decoding this now, dog.
Is Diddy's poop, name. Is the poop supposed to
Diddy's
represent
name
the
is in Lift Yourself.
What is the scoop, though?
What do you mean, what is the scoop?
What is the scoop?
In Wyoming, man. Okay, there was some kind of shovel situation. That's why every album there's a scoop. There's a couple scoops on Ye. You know what I'm saying? You get a scoop on Daytona's got some scoops. You know what I'm saying? There's no scoops on Keep That Same Energy because she wasn't in Wyoming.
Hold up. Where
Kid
is C. Raisin
Ghost
Brand
got
from?
A scoop. Huh?
Where is Raisin Brand from?
That's two scoops.
Two scoops.
That's two scoops. Every album didn't have two scoops.
I like Raisin Brand Crunch.
Yeah?
This is just
I'm not a Raisin Brand fan.
I think it was one. Like was it one scoop on Kid C. Ghost? It just got one scoop.
It's on Ghost Town.
Yeah,
I think it's One Scoop. It could be wrong. GLC will get in here and explain the whole thing.
Come on, he knows the timeline, man. He knows the facts. I you know what? I used to listen to GLC. I ain't never heard him talk about facts and history. Mainly talk about pimping and church player on the move. I'm not denying it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not denying it. You know, shout out to GLC.
Yeah, they go. He's like, hey, you gonna spit this purse. He takes off his glasses, like, back in the booth.
Church player on the move. I love GLC. And Really Dope, you know, was
shout
in the
really
mix. Shout out to Really Dope.
Shout out to Monique.
Former podcast guest. Shout out to Monique.
I give the shout outs to Monique.
What's up, Monique?
No, that's definitely not
Go Fly.
Yeah, I met Monique from the Queens of Comedy.
That's my mom. Fuck you.
Shout out to all the Queens of Comedy. Shout out to Adele Givens. Shout out to Laura Hayes.
Monique's my mom. I give shout outs.
Oh, okay.
Rob sometimes tries to play too many games, but I don't play that. That's why he gets the demon emojis. Every time he says something.
Yo, my nigga said wink emoji.
How do you have beef with me and y'all are doing all this nonsense?
Because we know each other, man.
I know you.
You don't know me like that.
I know, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, Rob.
Hey, man. Nah, man. Because see, Doye started comedy in Atlanta. And I was already a fixture in Atlanta comedy when Doye started. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, this past podcast experience was very disrespectful. As his OG, I feel like he shouldn't.
You're like
shouldn't
a year
like
older
that.
Than me, Rob.
I'm not a year older than you.
You're
in
like
comedy.
2 years older than me. How
that's,
old are you?
That's a long time in Atlanta comedy.
It sounds like the interview you got last, OG, where, you know, Doye tried to ask about something and Rob tried to bring up craft services and...
Let's talk about craft services.
Yeah. Y'all have grievances to air out over here?
Nah.
About craft service?
Man. We, stupid callbacks.
Yeah, that was a callback to something that didn't happen on the podcast. We just lost. Hey, man, I don't know, man. I think part of where Kanye loses people is when he gets upset with Drake about being on the radio all the time. But I had this thought the other day. Mm-hmm. If In My Feelings was on 808s, like if Kanye had a big smash hit that was like on the radio all the time, you know, like not like Heartless, but like, you know, like just like the monster that In My Feelings is. On 808s,
if he had a meme,
would people's idea of 808s be different? Because I feel like In My Feelings has saved Scorpion from ridicule and like people like really dissecting that double album.
I don't think you're wrong there.
But do people have like a negative feeling about 808s? I don't think they do.
They did. They did at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's either the one or two and like my favorite Kanye albums now, but when it first came out, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I don't think In My Feelings can exist without 808s existing. So I think when Kanye comes to the radio station, if it's like most big black radio stations, he probably hears In My Feelings twice in the waiting room.
You could tell you could tell the way he kept bringing it up in the interview.
Yeah.
You could tell that one, he likes it.
Yeah. And, like, are you writing?
And two, that he just calls it Kiki's.
Yeah.
And but you can also, like, he talked about, this is like the third or fourth time we've heard him talk about, like, I'm sick of, like, this is the radio, and it's like Drake over and over again. Before it's Drake and DJ Khaled, and I was like, yeah, here, come to Chicago, I hear three Drake songs, no Kanye songs.
But they play all mine.
They play all mine.
They do.
Which I still don't get, by the way.
Shout out to Leon Rogers, man. One of the most funny comedians in Chicago. Super funny. Look him up. I don't really know how much he does outside of Chicago, but he's hilarious. And I know he does do stuff outside of Chicago. But he's on that radio morning show. And it was fun watching his face that entire interview. Because, you know, when Kanye would say certain things, you know, especially when he was talking about the sandals and stuff, I could just see like the wheels turning in Leon Rogers. And I just wish we could like hear from him afterwards. I know he probably would not, you know, just out of respect for Kanye in Chicago and stuff, would not, you know, just like, but I really wish I could, like, I really wish I could hear what he had to say about that.
I feel, because the way the sandals were brought up, the slides are brought up, I really feel like, I don't think this interview even really happens without the kind of reaction to the slides. I feel like the slides, like, I'm not joking. The way he kept saying, like, and now I gotta fucking make sure the slides are the right size. I'm like, yo, the slides pushed him over the edge. No pun intended. But it seemed like of all the, I'm not saying it was the major thing. I'm saying it was like the needle.
He's making that album with Chance in Chicago.
I know that you gotta do an interview.
He was out yesterday. He went to the Gucci store, the day before, and I feel like he's back with John Monop. That's probably a big factor. Don C's coming back. There's all these people who are in his circle before. I feel like he was gonna come. The radio is just part of it. Now, maybe the slides might have been something. Maybe he heard them talking about the slides on the radio or something. But at the same time,
I felt like it was a weirder mistake than the slavery thing, even. It was weird.
Come on, they weren't a mistake. I don't know.
I felt like
I already went in on a slide. Did you?
Where's the mistake? What else did it? So, name
it
something else somebody
like
had on it. Two chains wedding.
First of all,
you can afford the
he makes
size,
the slides.
Right?
It's not afford the slides. He makes the slides.
So
where's
why
the mistake?
Not? So where do you get? How do you get the wrong size?
What do you mean? How you get the wrong size?
I just
want
to know.
Kanye wears an 11. Sample size is a size 9. What are you talking about?
So yeah, obviously. Okay.
Sample
so you
size
can get,
is a 42.
So you can
he
get
wears a 44.
Size 9. Yeah. But like, why?
What do you
I
mean?
Just
why?
I want to know why.
How many sandals do you make? How many sandals do you sell?
I don't make sandals, so I don't wear sandals. What are
after,
we doing?
After,
what is this?
After the slide moment, the slides were sold out. They was on the shelves before. You could get slides any day you wanted to. Now you can't get
what
no slides.
Because people
slides.
Knew if they
he
didn't
the
buy
them
now, they would be stuck with the wrong size.
Interesting.
Don't even do this. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Exactly. My point exactly.
All right. I feel like we can get to our usual
I
questions.
I have to clear something up.
What's up?
Yeah.
I was not okay. I was at the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert.
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy jumped on stage and attacked Jay-Z, but that wasn't me. There's people that have been texting me like, "Was that you?" No, it was not me.
Oh man, that would have
the section I was in. If I would have ran on stage, I would have had to start running when DJ Khaled was up there. They were in front of 80,000 people. I was behind 80,000 people. There's no way I would have made it to the stage. I couldn't have made it to the bathroom in the time that dude got up there. Also, that dude had on a Drew Brees jersey, and I think that the people of Atlanta need to ban people who are fans of the Saints from Mercedes-Benz Arena. Stadium.
That's fair. Also, if you're gonna do like clearly
what
he didn't plan on getting away because that's
about for soccer games. They don't have a New Orleans soccer team.
We talking about
this is not New Orleans, it's just Saints fans coming and acting a fool. You know?
I know Saints
on the run,
got beef,
not
but
run
I know.
But I ain't in it.
Also, Jay-Z performed Click. He also performed Niggas in Paris twice. And it's like, come on, man. You ain't hurt me
two
with
times?
The first one. But the multiple, that's when I was like, I'm
that
hurt.
Was supposed
I
to be a special
down.
Thing.
Man. Come on, man. And they had a movable stage. But, you know, that being said, it was a great concert. Beyonce is amazing.
Jill Scott,
you know,
loved it.
I still like it's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. You know, they had a guitar player. They had a full band. They had dancers. You know, hey man, it was dope. It was dope. The cinematography on the cutscenes, like I've never seen concert cutscenes that entertaining in my life. It was like I want to watch this movie. I want to see why they're on the run. Like I see they're running, and I see they slap a man with
Don't spoil it.
You think they're gonna put it on HBO again? HBO.
I don't know.
They
might. I think Beyonce has a deal with Netflix. Netflix.
Every time I see a video, I do always see like a fucking crew working.
Yeah, they had credits at the end. At the end of the concert, like credits were coming up on the Jumbotron. Yeah. I was like, Beyonce wait, were we will at return. The taping?
Yo, hold up. What if it's part of Obama and Michelle Obama's
Netflix
situation?
Hey, man.
Look, I'm just putting that out in the universe. I feel like that would be kind of dope.
Not a bad theory. It makes sense.
Yeah.
The major players are there.
Yeah.
But
everybody's converging on the same point.
We got to, because we're ending up on like 40 minutes. So every episode of the podcast, every guest we ask, what was your introduction to Kanye West?
My intro to Kanye West was, I feel like it was around, it was Jesus Walks. I was in like middle school. As the first Kanye song I ever heard. And I think it was around the time when like my dad really liked Black Eyed Peas too. So just like that kind of music was everything he would ever like if
oh,
it came
artist.
Like if it
I was like, yeah,
yeah no.
right there like Black Eyed Peas.
That's one of the things. That's a requirement. Oh, yeah,
that is unique. Yeah. Black Dad liking Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, it was weird. I remember when Where's the Love came on the radio, he turned it up and he said, "Listen up, you might learn something."
Oh, no.
Not from move. Fergie and Justin Timberlake. Oh, Lord. Yeah. No wonder Doye is the way he is.
Yeah.
Oh, this God. Explains a lot.
Yeah, it came out weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like roughly around that period of my life, I heard Jesus Walks for the first time. And I grew up in like a Nigerian house, so we listened to religious music all the time. So he said, "You talk about God, my record won't get played." I was like, "They play God records all the time in my house. What are you talking about?" I was like, "That's all I listen to.
Turn
that's
on
all
the
I ever
gospel
heard.
Station."
Yeah, yeah. I was like, "What? You heard of Kirk Franklin?" Like,
so were you all in from the beginning?
No, I was not. I was like, I was a fan of the first album, but I've just never been good at like keeping up with music. Mm. And then when I went to high school, I went to a very white high school, so I didn't like having white kids tell me what rap music to listen to. So I just kind of shut down for a few years.
I've been in that trap before.
Yeah. And so
when you say you shut down, you didn't listen to music at all. What were you listening to?
I just listened to like whatever else I could find, like whatever people weren't trying to push on me. It's like, it just felt like
specific.
We
asked everybody what they were listening to around that time.
I was listening to, I think TV on the Radio is probably my favorite band. At the time. Yeah.
That's, you know what? I see that.
Yeah.
I get that now.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. I just saw them a couple years ago in LA, and it was one of the dopest shows I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tunde cannot... His voice was fucked up by the end of the show. I don't know if he... I don't know why he does that to himself, but the passion, I feel it. It's dope.
He feels passion from him. Interesting.
I do. He just... you know, just real high energy performance, and I like that.
Okay, so all right, let's try to make this connection. So, what made you? That's your backstory, Kanye. What made you choose? Oh, the song that we're gonna do. It's Ultralight Beam, but it's not like Ultralight Beam from Life of Pablo. It's Stormzy's cover.
Yeah,
BBC One Extra.
Yeah.
We on the ultralight beam. We on the ultralight beam. This is a gold dream. This is a gold dream. Everything. They told me that by this time it would all be over. But I ain't running out of luck, I treat the game like poker. I know they put me on the poster just to match the quota. I'd rather be a Lionel Messi than a Frankie Zola. Cause these old guys are washed and they're just getting older. And I ain't sending for the legends, that was for the Cobras. Who move sour like I ain't been trying to spread the culture. And put my heart into this game like I'm some flipping donut.
Yeah, I just heard probably like a month ago.
Did you hear that before you heard? Oh, so
No. I heard Ultralight Beam before. I don't know why, like when or how I heard it. I think I just like played the original and then just all these covers came up. So I heard like Harry Styles cover and just this other Very.
I would have been out of that. Yeah. I would have been like, no, give me.
I was in a compromised position. I was in the bathroom or something, and then another white ass cover of it came on, and then Stormzy's cover of it came on, and I had just been like, I think I'd been listening to like Skepta or something like that.
Uh-huh.
This other like.
You know, it's so
UK
funny.
Grime.
I got them confused, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna have so many good Naomi Campbell tangents, and then I'm gonna work in Michael Jackson's birthday with the Keep 'Em in the Closet video." And then I was like, "Oh, Stormzy and Skepta are two different people."
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And it's weird because I don't really know Stormzy's music that well, but I thought that cover was dope.
He was on stage when they performed All Day. At the Brit Awards, you know, with the flamethrower and Taylor Swift dancing in the audience, and Lionel Richie like looking like they destroyed the world.
He was on an episode of Chewing Gum, which is
oh wow,
that was fun. Yeah.
Is Stormzy on All Day, or is that somebody else? That's somebody else.
Mm-mm. Who? You might have to jog my brain for this. Like we. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in trouble. The ACA is gonna curse me out for that. They're gonna be like, you know for a fact that that is blank.
I mean,
Samfer or some shit.
It's funny because I don't know what it is. I will easily admit. Maybe my ear is just not adjusted properly or sophisticated enough, but I can't do British rappers, man.
Yeah,
I just don't. I don't know how everything.
I tingle. I mean,
tick tock tock tock. Skitty key pop pop. Boom, man's not hot.
That actually might be the inspiration for Whoopty Scoop.
Pop out the 4/4 with my 4/4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh quick my mouth. God. All right. No.
Chilling in the corridor.
Your dad is 44.
All right, I'm
and
gone.
He's still calling man for a draw.
I don't know what it is.
Every Let him know.
Everything sounds like TM
Crumpets
see
him.
To me. Stop it.
I want to spin his jaw.
Yeah, there's elements of this where I'm like, yo, I mean, you trying to talk about the struggle, but. I don't know these specific foods that you're talking about and not making me feel the struggle. Corona with Henny and a Coke. Like, wait, you got Hennessy? Like, that's not the struggle.
Yeah, that shit is fancy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You can't order that at the bar without extreme confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so much surface area.
You're going to spend double digits on your drinks? That's not the struggle to me. No curly fries. Like, wait,
that's
don't curly,
meant, curly
fries cost
thing.
More than regular fries?
That's a surface that's, area. That's like something about. You would ask your mom. She'd be like, hell no, you ain't getting no curly fries.
Yeah. I don't have that extra 50 cents.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, when you go to London, you definitely see, like, the black area, and it definitely reminds you of, like, rough black areas over here, and there are a lot of similarities, except for all the kids got, like, uniforms. But other than that.
I feel weird about, like, seeing a British cipher, because like how do all of y'all have a tracksuit on? You all can afford a tracksuit.
Hey, we got a lot of listeners in London. I would like to apologize for some of the ignorance that you have heard.
I admit ignorance.
We've never crossed y'all before, and if you know, we would love to hear.
I love John Boyega.
Nice. Like,
he's great.
We'd love to hear good rappers. From there, we'd love to hear, you know, like we got some suggestions, some stuff you like. You know what? Y'all listen to the most mainstream people out here. You don't even know who we got out here. You know, like, send them our way.
Definitely. I would love suggestions, but
what's
I would also
Drake?
Like
what's
the...
That, what's that Drake song with the dude, KMT? I like
KMT,
that song.
Oh.
Giggs, that's his name.
If we heard people doing this to America, we'd be pissed.
We would be pissed.
We'd be
like,
real mad.
Yeah, American rappers like Flo Rida and MC Hammer and French Montana and stuff.
How many American rappers are featured on like grime tracks though?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
Hey, man.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I would not be surprised if it crossed over. I'm just saying it might take me a while. Like the whole performance I saw, it was like a dope performance. That the band that was playing
yeah.
was what that was
the band
that
killed
was,
it
that, yeah that was amazing.
No, they were great.
the choir behind it, like the whole group, the singer, everything was dope.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, once you go in your head,
it's just like the Titanic's going down, like in my ear.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I like a
I'm
British.
I'm in trouble for this.
Do you remember that thing that concert Kelly Price had where she sang "As We Lay," and all the like church people who thought she was just gonna sing like church music got pissed.
Wow.
Well, anyway, shout out to Kelly Price. These people really did, you know, they did her justice. And I love how British people, like, when they sing, they don't sound British anymore.
Yeah, the rappers definitely still sound British. I feel like, I don't
know.
Can I
say when
like...
singers sing? Anyway.
Okay. Oh. All right, now we're doing semantics.
No, let's get back on track.
I feel like they still sound British sometimes. I feel like the Beatles don't sound British. But
the Beatles don't sound British?
I feel like now I think more of them do.
Oh, think like Estelle definitely sounds British.
Yeah. James.
What? When she sings? Hello from the Other Side?
Georgia Smith sounds British as fuck.
Sam Smith don't sound British. Marsha Ambrosius don't sound British.
She doesn't sound British.
James
Jr. don't sound British.
James Blake definitely sounds British.
Mama used to say,
James Blake definitely
time,
sounds British.
James Blake and like Sampha.
Yeah.
Live your life.
It's a mixed bag when it comes. Yeah. But here's the thing. Even if I can tell you're British when you sing it, I feel like I, you know, some of my favorite Karim Bailey Ray. Mm.
Oh yeah. I was so surprised that you put that as one of your favorite albums. But yeah, at the same time, I was like, that is a solid choice.
I've been trying to chase her around the world to see her live.
Y'all know, do y'all fuck with Leanne LaHavas?
She's great. I listen to Midnight like every day.
Yo, I'm in love with her.
I feel like, yeah, maybe it's just the singers I mess with, and I still got to come around to the rappers.
Yeah, man.
Fucking
yeah.
Kate Bush. Come
I
on,
feel
man.
Like if I just
we
knew,
got a whole list.
If I just knew like what their slang was, I would be. I would
that
be
is
all
another
about
thing.
It.
Because sometimes
me
like,
and my mandem.
I don't know what you said.
With the mandem.
Oh yeah, what's a mandem?
A mandem is like you. It's like your crew.
Oh, okay.
It's like me and them.
I need some flashcards.
Me and them.
Okay.
I learned that yesterday looking at the looking at the Genius page.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That might have to be a deep dive into. I saw the lyrics. I didn't go into the deep dive on like what every lyric meant. I was just like.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Neither.
It was like, I don't know. It's all of. It's all about like him not wanting to sign with a label. It's like it's weird because like I feel like I like the cover and I like that he did a new verse. I like he did his own verse because when I saw he was doing a cover, I was like, I know this nigga can't sing. But also I feel weird when rappers just do other rappers' verses. I don't see it very often, but it feels like a weird thing to do. And so I respected that. But then it like all the religious aspects of it, which I personally am not a religious person, but I feel like religious music is some of the best music a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he took the whole religious element out of it, aside from like saying this is like a blessed day and shit like that. But it's all about him not wanting to sign with a label, basically.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he used and to about, eat curly fries.
Yeah, about you know, I used to be homeless. I was sleeping in my dusty moto.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I was like, "Damn, that's crazy."
Yeah, he was sleeping in a car with five dudes in tracksuits.
Oh, that's the scene from the other guys, Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Wait, remember that's a great
you
movie.
You cracked yourself up on that one.
I'm sorry, I love
I
that
felt
movie.
Like I was already laughing with you. I was like, wait, I ain't even started laughing yet.
I don't know, man. Yo, Other Guys is an underrated movie. You ain't seen it. Check it out.
Yeah, I haven't seen Other Guys.
Oh man.
Oh, it's good. They really pulled a fast one with the trailers. I thought.
Come on, man.
I thought The Rock and Samuel L. were gonna be in it the whole time.
Don't spoil it.
It's been like 10 years.
All right, you're right. That's fair.
You had time. I feel nothing.
You got the GOAT Michael Keaton in there. You forget how funny he is.
Yeah, he's great. I saw somebody say Michael Keaton should be in a Batman Beyond movie as old Batman. And I feel like I agree.
That would be crazy.
I think that would be dope.
Yeah, we need to get Ben Affleck out of here.
Yeah. So, he was regular Batman, so like...
It makes sense.
Bring it back.
But now he's already in MCU. It's the whole thing. I don't want to get into it.
Well, I mean, so is Deadpool. Ryan, what's his
name? Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Who was he?
He was Green Lantern. Or he's Deadpool and he was Green Lantern.
No, so. Old Green Lantern don't count no more. He killed him in the after credits.
Okay. What about Michael B. Jordan, yeah. Human Torch, and he was in Killmonger?
Fan-forced.
Fox just got sold to Disney. That's just all gone now. Next. All right.
Okay.
We got. You know what? I have a tendency to lean into the nerd stuff a little too.
And
much.
Yeah. I've been told that I nerd shame. So I just
I was waiting.
No, I feel like y'all both. I was trying to you know think what? Of one.
I want you to know. I got the purple devil emoji just at the ready right now.
Oh, Halle Berry. She was Catwoman and Storm.
Ooh,
that don't cross universes.
That's not the MCU, technically. I guess. I guess now
it ain't DCEU.
You gonna say Fantastic Four, but I can't say X-Men. All right.
Yeah, no, I fucked up. I fucked up on that.
What is your favorite and least favorite Kanye song?
I wanted to say Get Him High was my favorite, but I think it might be No Church in the Wild.
Interesting.
I just love Frank Ocean. I think I love anything Frank Ocean is on.
The Dream is the best part of the song. In the city, Desire. And when Hov roasted him at the Grammys.
What are you doing at the Grammys?
He's like, he got his outfit at the swap meet. The Dream was like, it's my first Grammy. I just want to thank my mom. But The Dream did have on some bullshit. It was hilarious. Hope with your 20 Grammys to go there. Yo, he got his outfit at the swap meet.
I gotta look that up now. All right.
Damn.
Sorry, least favorite song.
Kanye's Workout Plan.
Do, 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 do.
I don't like that shit.
Do, 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 do. Meow.
I know it. I don't know.
It's abrasive. It's like
abrasive.
I don't know. It just
without that,
feel
that
right.
Homeless man would, you know, he'd have one less hit.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe
studio homeless man. Stormzy was homeless for real, but you know that guy that pretends to be homeless.
God. The dude that does the Bernie Mac impression. That dude.
No, that's what? D-Ray.
Where is D-Ray Day?
He's always working. No, I'm talking about Jermaine.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because I just like accept it as a silly song.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, you can't. Weird. Free 99 is something that I've used so much in my life. I don't think I can.
Free 99.
Free 99.
Did that? I feel like that existed before. That, though.
Sorry. I don't know. It is a ridiculous song.
It's a lot. Like in the middle of a dope album.
Y'all put so much work into this.
Yeah, they put work in. I mean, I feel like it's a commercial parody, but it's such a good song that it became a single. Yeah, like it's kind of like remarkable that like you know, Spaceships is not the final single. The final single is Workout Plan.
Yeah. But it just feels like a sketch on any other album.
Yeah, but it's such a sharp turn, and then you know people were playing it. I don't know. It was.
Yeah.
You know,
it just,
I get
it
why,
just felt weird to me.
I get why you don't like it. I get why it felt weird, but I think it felt weird for
We've
all
had a
of
few
us.
People say that,
and it's you know
but they don't like Workout Plan anymore.
Yeah.
I get it, you know, but at the same time. When someone tells me to double clap, I just do it. That's right. Put in work. Eat your salad. No dessert. Come on, man.
Do you feel like we made enough of a connection here that maybe you guys maybe. Might want to, you know, squash any previous beef?
You know, I never had a problem with Doye.
I don't know if there's a beef to squash.
You know.
I feel like this, we've accrued some positive energy
I
over
think
the last hour.
I think we have. I feel good about what we've done.
You know, yeah,
about
man.
The work
yeah,
we've done.
You know.
When we started, I was like, did I make a mistake? And now
well,
I
Well, yeah.
Like,
but But no, it worked out in a positive way.
It worked out. Now what's the plan?
Yeah. I'm all about empathy now.
Hey, man.
You what?
I'm all about empathy now. So
it's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit.
Purple demon emoji.
Joey, you got anything you want to plug before you get out of here?
Yeah, I definitely do. I have a podcast that Rob has been on. It's called Dark Tank. It's very fun. I make white people solve black people problems
and make black people uncomfortable in the process.
Look, I'm sorry, that's not how most of them go down.
Not your fault. It's Don C's fault.
If Don C was around,
if Don C was around,
he could have stopped the whole thing.
I wouldn't have did the podcast. You know, it's Don C's fault. A lot of the stuff that happened the last few months, Don C's fault.
Well, hey, if you want to come back on the podcast, you're welcome anytime.
I have to ask Don C.
Okay, Chris, if you want to come on anytime, you're welcome.
Make sure I know the topic first.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'll do it.
Okay. I'll hit you up.
If all goes poorly, we're just gonna have you back on. It'll be my turn.
Great. Plenty of beef to go around.
Anything else?
I got a half hour special coming out on Epix, Unprotected Sets, a show produced by Wanda Sykes and Paige Hurwitz.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Shout out to Wanda Sykes and Paige Hurwitz. They were producers on Last Comic Standing. I think I'm not contractually allowed to talk about that show, but shout out to them. They're great.
I feel like you're probably beyond the NDA.
You know, I don't read contracts.
Doesn't matter. Anyway,
throwing contracts at me. You know that you can't read.
Anyway, that comes out October 5th.
Dope, man.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Robbie, got anything?
No. If you don't like hearing me over the phone, I'm going to be over the phone for a while because I'm going to be in L.A. living my best life. But just know that it's for something great. And, you know, stay tuned. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. That's what Raekwon said to me one time.
All right. I'm going to be at Laugh Factory in Chicago September 8th. The following weekend, the 14th, 15th, I'll be at the Showcase in Ann Arbor. So check that out. And that's it. Doye, thanks, man.
Hey,
we're going to let you finish, but this has been the Kanye West podcast. The number one Kanye West podcast, The Book of Ye.
I'm not going to argue that
point.
Shout out Watching the Throne. We got some disagreements about some Trump shit, but it's all good. All right, everybody. Yeah. Peace.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.